This year's Humboldt County Board of Supervisors legislative lobbying review was done under the shadow of President Trump, with anxiety and uncertainty over federal funding. Supervisors took up the county's annual legislative platform at their January 28th meeting. The platform gives the county's lobbying firms guidelines on the board's state and federal legislative advocacy priorities. Funding for infrastructure, community development, and environmental programs figure prominently, and this year there's a historic twist: Trump's return to the White House. Even more alarming than expected, his first week in office included a now-rescinded freeze on federal grants and loans. Hassan Sasor of Paragon Government Relations, the county's federal legislative advocacy consultant, talked about the hot whirlwind of Trump's first week.
So in many ways, staff on Capitol Hill at this point, they're overwhelmed. Some have even described to us as, you know, drinking water out of a fire hose. Part of this is we're seeing a president who's coming in with much more experience than he had in 2017. I actually saw an interesting stat the other day that President Trump signed more executive orders on his first day in office than any president has signed in their first week. So again, things are happening quick. And with those executive orders, there's definitely a lot to digest, a lot to absorb. I want to assure you that we're on it. We're keeping our eye on anything that could impact the county. I also want to mention a lot of the executive orders will be challenged in court, so we'll see that process play out over the next few months, and, you know, mostly probably years as well.
Supervisor Steve Madrone described a complete streets, road, pedestrian, and bicycling improvement project for Redwood Drive in Garberville as a top priority, but it hinges on federal funding. Most of the project's $11 million cost would be covered through U.S. Department of Transportation grants, and it's the most expensive in a group of priority projects. There's doubt about future federal funding, as summed up by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo.
Some are bigger dollar value than others, and we would kind of have to see what we can get and see how far we can get with any of those asks before committing funds. And I am admittedly anxious to see what the grant situation looks like when it comes to, not only within the county, but, you know, some of the state funds that we receive are fed by federal funds. So I think it's a more complex picture than people may realize. And we just don't know yet what that'll look like.
Considering the fast-changing federal situation, Supervisor Mike Wilson described the county's legislative lobbying plans as tentative.
In 3 months, we may be really thinking about this very differently. Yeah. In terms of like where we want to spend our time and whether or not it will produce. And specifically, the last administration passed 3 major infrastructure bills which support rural economies in major ways, as well as some other bills that were very substantial. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say the current administration, when they were there before, had 0 infrastructure bills, and they're not talking about actually doing any infrastructure in the current administration. There's no discussion about investment in rural America at all on the agenda. And then now we're in this moment where there's this pullback of everything, and this it's just so unknown what's going to come out of that we may in 3 months really have a very different understanding and view of what our priorities may be.
In addition to the Garberville project, the legislative platform calls for support of cannabis farming, climate resilience and renewable energy, watershed restoration, and wildfire prevention. The roster of things the county opposes includes integration of high THC hemp products into the cannabis supply chain, resuming state cannabis cultivation taxes, and increasing cannabis excise taxes on the state level. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.